Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken, Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two, Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Steganography is the art or science of not only creating a secret message, but also hiding the message itself. The word steganography, which is based on Greek and earlier roots for concealed and writing, was itself hidden in a way for about 150 years. The word went into disuse in the early 1800s in favor of the word cryptography, and it only came back in the 1980s as a way of distinguishing new digital types of cryptography. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke via email with Jessica Friedrich, a systems scientist at Binghamton University in New York and an expert on steganography's place in digital media. She said, "The power of steganography is that the very act of secret communication is not apparent." A cryptography involves taking a piece of information and then trying to render it unintelligible to anyone beside the intended recipients, which is all well and good. Digital signatures rely on cryptography, as do mobile phones and automatic teller machines, that's ATMs. Yet, as computer scientist Simon R. Wiseman noted in a 2017 paper, this sort of communication, quote, can be seen, and it is obvious that some message is being passed, even though the message cannot be read. With steganography, though, it's a whole new ballgame, and it can work in a bunch of different ways. One is called cover modification, in which Friedrich explained, quote, an existing image is modified to convey a desired message. For example, with the right know-how, you could embed Shakespeare quotes inside an ordinary-looking digital photo of a cat. One method of doing so would involve modifying some of the pixels in a way that's far too subtle for the naked eye to detect. A Google Chrome browser extension unveiled in 2013 called Secret Book capitalized on this concept. It allowed Facebook users to make incredibly slight alterations to JPEG images hosted on the social media platform. Through that process, participants could hide messages of 140 characters or fewer right inside the pictures, unbeknownst to just about anyone who didn't have the password needed to reveal them. You might also conceal messages in digital audio files. People who use audio steganography have many tricks at their disposal, from hiding echoes to making use of sound frequencies that lie above the normal human range of hearing. In the wrong hands, steganography can be a destructive tool. Cyber attackers have been known to spread harmful malware by using steganographic techniques, think digital Trojan horses. Government agencies and private companies also need to be on guard against hackers who infiltrate their websites and then leave dangerous data behind inside steganographic files. A stegan analysis is the practice of trying to detect and expose steganography. Sometimes, suspicious-looking files are inspected by algorithms designed especially for this purpose. Friedrich said, "Modern steganography uses powerful source coding to minimize the impact of the embedding changes. Modern steganalysis is usually based on machine learning." For those keeping score at home, machine learning is what happens when computers and algorithms are given huge sets of data to learn from and then make predictions accordingly. It's an exciting field in the world of artificial intelligence. And steganography has trickled into our popular culture. In 2013, the Pew Research Center reported that, quote, 58% of American teen social media users say they share inside jokes or cloak their messages in some way. As a way of creating a different sort of privacy, many teen social media users will obscure some of their updates and posts, sharing coded messages that only certain friends will understand. Scholars have called this social steganography. Today's episode is based on the article Steganography, the Art of Hiding Messages in Plain Sight on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Mark Mancini. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet-sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken, Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two, Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.